Too much moisture will occur across the heart of the Midwest as we move forward through this next 7-day period, limiting the amount of fieldwork that could occur across the region. This will be especially true for Missouri and Illinois and immediate neighboring areas of southeastern Iowa, perhaps a few areas in Indiana and Michigan. These areas could easily see 1 to 3 and maybe some local 4-inch amounts of rainfall over the next 7 days, and we'll watch the situation rather closely. There are a couple of significant events that will likely occur, though, to generate the moisture. The first one is the storm system coming up here over the next 2 to 2.5 days. We'll likely see precipitation widespread in these areas. The precipitation event really get underway later today and continuing through the day tomorrow and finally winding down shortly thereafter. We'll expect the system to produce widespread rain. A lot of areas will end up with enough precipitation to keep farmers out of fields for a little while. And then we'll likely see a couple of days of dry weather, but by the time we get to the early part of next week, there's going to be yet another rain event coming into the region, producing more precipitation. And again, it's going to be focused perhaps on the same area from Missouri to Indiana and Michigan, maybe catching the northern delta as well. So all of these areas will be faced with some frequent disruption to potential fieldwork, and it just doesn't get warm enough between storm systems to really improve the soil so that much fieldwork can occur. The only areas that are probably going to see the relatively good environment for periodic light amounts of field work will likely be in portions of Ohio and northeastern Kentucky and southeastern sections of Indiana, and that will likely occur in front of this larger storm system in the next day or day and a half. The Tennessee River Basin and portions of the southeastern states will also see a good environment for field work to proceed, while areas in the western Corn Belt will probably have a little bit more of a disruption because of a combination of cool temperatures and precipitation occurring on a frequent basis. We do expect to see the upper portions of the Midwest and the northeastern part of the plains to be vulnerable to a rather significant flood event. And this is the culmination of all the snow and rain that has occurred here recently, and yet another storm system will impact that region here over the next 24 to 48 hours with another storm system early next week. So the combination of all that plus the significant snow that's on the ground will likely raise the potential for flooding, especially in the Red River Basin of the north, but over a very large portion of the northeastern plains and upper Midwest in general. And it'll be a while before the ground firms up enough and warms up enough to allow for field work to occur, so many areas in the northwestern Corn Belt will be facing probably an extended period with limited opportunities for field work to occur. Well, the temperatures across the region are going to be still quite a bit cooler than average for a while. We do anticipate the afternoon readings to contrast rather sharply across the region for a little bit. The afternoon readings here today, for instance, will likely run from the 30s and 40s in the northwestern Corn Belt to readings in the 70s and possibly over 80 degrees in the Ohio River Basin. We'll look for the temperatures tomorrow to contrast almost as much or more so, with 80s getting further to the north into Indiana and Ohio. And that's one of the reasons why I think there'll be some fieldwork potential there over the next 2 days, because there won't be a tremendous amount of precipitation potential in some of these areas. In contrast to those 80s, though, in the eastern Midwest, we'll see 30s and 40s in the western Corn Belt, especially from Kansas into Minnesota and parts of the eastern Dakotas. As we move on out into the day on Friday, afternoon highs will be 30s and 40s northwest and 40s and 50s in the southeast. We may see a few readings that will get up into the 60s, perhaps still in the easternmost sections of the region. Low temperatures at night are expected to slip back into 20s and 30s in the western Corn Belt, and in the eastern areas will probably still be well above freezing for a number of days, with the biggest cool-off expected in those areas early next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.